Blog Talk Radio.
Thinking about magic, happen, action, baby, we never lasted. Magic, madness, maybe you was just guessing, but it was better than I imagined. Drastic, acting to you, we was just practice. Sadness, masking, hated you with a passion. Had it, granted, baby, I didn't cap it, cause it was better than I imagined. On his deep words, cause it hurts me, but still I can't see myself with no one else, cause it was better than I imagined, better than I imagined. Trust me, love me, no, I could never make you stay true, hate to say it, but it's too late, my expectations solo you can't relate to, baby, but I don't blame you, baby, you was the one I always escaped to, stay to a patient, maybe I'm just afraid to call you, need you to tell me if it's okay too, is it okay, I thought it'd be worse, cause it hurts me, but still I can't see myself with no one.
Get a flight, I lost my phone, and I'm calling from the hotel phone. I couldn't get a flight back to the States. I realize you're the only number I know by heart. Last time I was here, we were together, remember?
nothing new under the sun. Oh, believe in me, everyone who'll receive this truth. Stop brainwashing our youth. Corrupt the vintage music and calling it something new. Now I remember a time when my ears affected my eyes, but the music I heard would make me cry. Now my eyes no longer cry, instead my spirit weeps, cause it's insulted by negative words all around me. A lot of men find their wives, and no matter where the needle was placed, that record had something to say that related to someone's life that day. Let's celebrate.
It's not too late.
Tiffany Radio.
Welcome to Epiphany Radio's The Soul Cafe. This be your boy for real, the Boy Douglas, and I'm up in here chilling, chillaxing with the Soul Cafe players. Hey, let me introduce to you the band. On keys is the one and only Poetic. Baby. Poetic, what's up, baby?
What's going on, baby?
Hold it long. Kick your socks off.
Hey,
what a... Hey, baby. You got that in early, bro. Yeah. On the keys, the Block Talk band. For those of you people that be jamming to the Block Talk radio music, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself. Now, don't be ashamed of yourself. It's all about having a good time. Hey! On guitar is the one and only La Perla Negra. What do you
do?
What's up, La Perla?
La Perla Negra.
Hey, how y'all doing?
La Perla Negra.
I'm trying to get myself together.
Yeah, I know I caught you off guard. You know, I wasn't ready either. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
You got a guitar for us?
Mm-hmm. All right, guitar. All right. Hold on. Let me get myself together.
Lord Jesus.
Come on now. I'm trying to get myself together. Okay. All right. All right. Stop. Larry, come on, man.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, guitar, please. Okay, I wasn't ready for that one. That was different from the last time. You screamed the last time. Yeah, it was a scream. A guitar scream. Yeah, but that was cool. You got it out real quick.
I got it out real quick. I had to, man. I had to get it off, man.
Yeah, y'all trying to get ahead of the game this week, and I'm for real poet, huh? And I'm on vocals. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. Okay, y'all happy about that? Hey, shout out to Essentially Janice, who's always on the cymbals. She couldn't make the night. I hope she's still listening in, though. But shout out to you, love, our event page hosters. Yeah. So, yeah, you're at the Soul Cafe, y'all. You got the gang up in here, myself, Poetic, and La Perla Negra. We're going to be listening to some hip-hop jams, some R&B, some neo-soul, a mixture of things. Tonight's instrument happens to be the guitar. We're going to be hearing some guitar tonight, yo. And if I may, just a moment of silence for our lost brother, the one and only DMX. May God keep you. Be blessed. Hey, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we're going to be doing some guitar up in here tonight, y'all. This is open mic. Do what you like, whatever touches your heart. I heard somebody saying they're feeling a little bit in the mood tonight.
That ain't what he's talking
about. This is a
boy. Don't try to clean it up.
I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood.
Somebody said they were feeling in the mood.
Dirty.
Oh, dirty. Dirty mood, they said. Oh, okay. Thank you, my brother. Megan. Dirty mood. Been gone. Been on vacation too long. I'm not going to call no names, though. Yes. I just want to send a shout-out to all the to your old people, to all those that are in the nursing home doing poetry from there.
Oh, Lord.
Bacon and eggs.
Oh, God.
All right. Shout-out to you and your loved ones.
Which one?
Umbrella.
Bellevue,
wherever it is you reside. Epi Bellevue, the funny house. What, I don't know what the hell.
The main, what's the main Bellevue. One? See? No.
Oh, Byberry.
Byberry, there you go. Got all the bats in the belfry
the
up there.
Yeah, the insane asylum that used to reside in Philadelphia. They closed down and people are walking around crazy in the streets.
Yeah, they opened up the gates and just let them out. I used to work down the street.
Out. You know. Because somebody said they wanted to do something dirty. It was in a dirty mood tonight. I don't know. I was searching through my repertoire. I didn't write anything new. I have, but you know what? I got so many notes that once I finish writing, it's like, I forgot that I wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for something a little bit sappy. As I'm going through my notes right now. But y'all bring whatever it is that's touching your heart, whether it's consciousness, love, romance, sappiness, that stuff that Van does, whatever he calls that genre.
Man. Says tonight is on, man.
Hey. Hey, man, how was your vacation, though? How was your vacation?
Man, my vacation was amazing, bro. I usually go on vacation and I stay in one spot. I didn't do that this time. I decided to go visit places that I hadn't been before. Like, I'd never been to Virginia Beach, and I spent a day in Virginia Beach. I'd never been to Raleigh. Raleigh has my favorite restaurant, Bahama Breeze.
Yeah.
And then I hung out at Myrtle Beach for a little while. And then I went back to Baltimore to get my pops, brought him back home. It was an in-and-out trip. And then I hung out in Georgia, man. And got to do some poetry, something that I usually don't do on vacation.
Yeah.
But I said, why not? You know, this is what I do, you know, and this is what I love. So why not be around people that that love it too, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about. Everybody needs one. Everybody needs one. What's funny, Danielle?
Mm-hmm.
I can't understand.
Because
what
you guys
the funny part?
At the same time. It was tickling me.
It was tickling you? Well, maybe this might tickle you. I have a question for you, Poetic, while you were on vacation.
Yes, sir, my brother. Yes, sir, my brother. Yes, sir.
Did you get to have sexual intercourse in any of those places?
Let's see. Does with myself count?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, that counts. That counts.
Yeah. Well, then, yeah.
Especially if you did it on the beach. You said you were out on the beach, right?
No, I didn't.
Beach sex is good.
Listen.
You're all alone.
It was,
the sand moves. It shifts.
It was cold. It was only 1-2 days that it was not cold. And I just wanted to listen to the ocean and the air and, watch the people. You know, I love people watching. I don't know if any of you ever seen a movie called Date Night with Steve Carell and Tina Fey. And they go and take this couple's reservation. They sit in a restaurant and they start talking about, well, what's their story? And they make up these stories about the people that they see. And I like the people watch, you know, and because I get inspiration from, like, everything, you know. So Saturday in Virginia Beach, stopped at this little, I thought it was a Mexican type place, but it actually turned out being Caribbean, and there was a guy in there, and he was singing all these songs, man, and I wrote a piece while he was singing, very original.
Well, go ahead now.
Wrote a piece while he was singing, and I was just like, whoa, because you, I just felt that energy, you know. And he was singing reggae, so I was writing in a reggae sensual feeling, you know. Man, everybody should people watch, man. You should get out and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Get on it.
I feel you now. I see why you in the mood to just spit, certain type of spit, being around all that Caribbean stuff and things. You know what I mean? They have a way of tantalizing and, lighting a fire.
They have
a way of lighting fires, you know, in the furnace of love. Hey, I'm glad you had a good time, man. I thought I'd ask you that because it was a couple people in my inbox asking me to ask you that.
I mean, they should have been on vacation with me. I might not have had to be by myself, you know. I'm just saying.
You got to put it out there, man. You got to put it out there and let people know, man. You got to infer. You got to send subliminals. You got to do something.
Subliminals and all that kind of stuff? All right. No. Okay. All right.
Yeah, because I knew somebody would have wanted to go with you and have sex in every state that you guys visit, you know. That's a good thing.
That is a good thing. Mark that, like dogs in heat, man. Mark that territory.
Mark that territory. I like having sexual intercourse in different states that I visit, you know, mostly with someone else. But, hey, if you can't, you got to do what you got to do. I'm saying, Danielle know all about that. I'm glad you had a good time.
What you know about that?
What I know about
that?
I haven't been anywhere in so long, but I'm going to travel this year, definitely. This summer, I'm going to travel.
Well, you're going to be leaking, girl. You're going to be leaking.
I'm going
to
be what?
Back on the bus.
Leaking?
From state to state.
Leaking? Why I got to be leaking? Oh, my God.
Leaking.
I might be juicy.
She leaking. She's soaking wet.
I might be juicy, but I ain't going to be leaking.
You say for real. She's leaking. She's soaking wet.
That's
she
the problem.
Leaking.
Now you
ain't
letting
me soak you wet.
Don't be afraid to leak a little bit. Don't be afraid to leak a little bit. That's your problem. You've been holding it all in.
Hold it all in.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't hold it all in. You got it out sometimes, Sister Pearl. You just got to
let it
out.
Bit out, Sister Pearl.
You know,
Sister Pearl.
Yeah. Don't worry about that.
Hey, speaking about holding it in for a long time, I'd like to shout out Miss VIP. Hey, baby love, how you doing? Shalala Bosa. That's right, y'all. So we're going to get underway just shortly, y'all. For those of y'all that have bought a piece, whatever it is, it's going to be open mic this first half of the program. Then later on, we're going to do some creative writing. We're going to write together. Don't be afraid. Don't start hanging up. I see your numbers, and I have wrote them down. And I know who the numbers belong to, just in case you wanted to run off.
You wanna rain tonight? Ain't gonna be none of that tonight at all.
Dang that shit, poetic. Hey, man, I'm just right back.
It's just a good time
to be alive.
It's a good time to be alive, man. You know, I came back from vacation today at my job, man. Found out that the girl that backed me up. And I back her up, man. She resigned. So I come back. I leave. I had maybe 4 or 5 cases. I come back. I got like 26 cases. I'm like, dang, did anybody do any work? I got like hundreds of emails. I said, you know what? I said, it's cool. I said, I'm not going to sweat it because I'm only one person and I can only do one person's job. And y'all had all this time to get this stuff done while I was gone. And now I'm back. I want to take my time, baby. I want to take my time.
I know that's right.
There you go, bro. There you go, man. Don't let them kill you. Don't let them kill you. But what a way to come back to work.
Tell me about it.
I'm glad you're back here at the Soul Cafe, my bro. Because and Penny been cutting up in here.
We ain't been cutting up. We handled ours.
I was cutting up.
We did it. We made it do what it do, baby. Yeah. We made it do what it did. Plain and simple.
All make right, it well, do what it do, baby.
We're going to continue to make
right.
it do what it do.
That's
and
right.
check it out. We're going to make it do what it do right after this. And we'll be right back.
Been through more than a little bit, been through more than a little bit, but I ain't calling no names out, no, no free promotion, nah, nah, I ain't late, I don't do due dates, no sneak diss, no sneak shit, that's just how I was raised, had to get it out of soil, I've been down, I've been loyal, when you really hold it down, niggas ain't he really down for ya, oh no, what a shame, 10 years in the game, niggas like you ain't hot, you ain't pop, yes, up with you and yay. Promotions, if it ain't about blessings, I can't even address it. I just bought my third house, no album out, and I got a mask. What do she do? I do everything, I move everything. Put that on my wedding ring, put that on my baby neck. All these fake smiles, these 6 months just came from a dentist. I can tell it ain't genuine, I get so offended.
This is Sandra, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Hey, 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 welcome back to the Soul Cafe at Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, your poetry outlet, the next phase in online radio, the Epiphany Radio Universe. Sha baby, baby. What it do? What it do? What we're going to do right now is we're going to get things started. You know what I mean, Van Schmettos? We're going to get things started.
Let's get it started.
We're going to start off. I'm separating my words like that right now. We're going to start off with the only, one and only,
Lord,
Miss Perla Negra. Let's see what she has tonight. I'm waiting for Jackie and Bella to call in. I promised to flirt with them this week. I hope they haven't chickened out. See, we weren't flirting last week, man. Nobody was flirting. We didn't
Nobody
have
was
a flirt
flirting?
Party. I told everybody.
Man.
Nah,
no,
man.
He
so
had us on
restricted
diet. That's why we were on restriction. That's what it was.
There were no flirting last week.
He wasn't letting us.
This week is all open. It's all out. It's all out flirting. Mm-hmm. Yup, is zip it down flirting tonight, baby, baby.
Oh Lord,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start off with Miss Perla. Hey, maybe you should have. You should have known.
No,
Miss Perla Negra.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to critique whatever it is that you come out with, and it better be hot, or we're going to let you know about it. You know, this is what we do here at the cafe. We just keep it real. You know, we try not to hurt anybody's feelings, but if your piece is whack, we're going to let you know. And in charge of letting them know tonight will be, since Penny isn't here, our assassin Penny, looks like Miss Perla Negra is going to have to take that spot of evilness tonight. You know what I'm saying, Van?
You really want
Absolutely.
Me to go there?
Me and Van are nice guys.
Yeah,
me and Van are nice guys. We don't, you know, nice guys. We don't do that. Nice
no wonder my first shot was clogged up. There's just some lying going on up here.
So you,
okay.
So your piece better be satisfying.
Well, I don't know about hot. I don't know about hot. What y'all say? I don't know what about hot, but it's something. It's something.
Long as it's good. Better be good. Okay. So, La Perla Negra, I must simply say to you that the mic is yours.
Thank you. I call this his wildflower. He used to write me poetry. Wasn't often, but he did. He would write me beautiful, captivating pieces like "She is my wildflower," the natural woman that she is. Existing in a field surrounded by similar to her, but none just like her. To gaze in her brown windows exposes the depth of waters that her soul swims in, and yet no understanding of her pureness of heart and how it remains untainted. Of her natural thick hair freezes time, while nature composes another song for her. Never a harsh word uttered from her full, soft lips. Only love, patience, and compassion ever spoken. She is my wildflower, the natural woman that she is. Free and simplistic, bringing joy. You can't just pluck her from life's garden without understanding how she'll protect you from the pain, and that to love her will never be in vain.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Brother Poetic.
Oh, my. I mean, I was stuck at he used to write me poetry. I mean, what kind of poetry did he write you, girl?
I
make you
think
yeah,
like
what was that?
What was that?
That's what he used
what
to write
about?
Me. That's just reminiscing. That's all. A long
poetry
time
was
ago.
Sappy.
Yeah, it was.
Oh my,
yeah.
His poetry was very sappy.
Mhm. It was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wildflower gazing through your windows, but not having one idea about her. Your wildflower. That was pretty though. It was a beautiful piece. I love the way it was read, and I love the visuals mm-hmm. that I received from hearing it. What do you say, Van?
I kind of agree, man. I definitely agree. It was a very visually stimulating poem. She said it wasn't, you know, she don't know if it was hot, but girl, that thing was hot right there.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was pretty good. That was nice. I like that. Yeah, so, hey, we're going to move down to our brethren and let him do his thing because he want to, he's in the mood for some poetry. Poetic.
Yes, sir, my brother.
You, my brother. That the mic is yours.
Thank you, my brother. The title of this piece is called Sinful Sensually. I need you to taste the soul of my semen. Make the devil forget that he is a heathen. While we are not devil worshippers, I will curse him as I worship her. It will be the rolling of her eyes in the back of her head as she enjoys swallowing my God-given nectar, but will beg. Beg me to give her so much more because of what's in store. As I become her king and she enjoys the inner workings of my temple and she chooses to make my soul an example, I yearn for the moment she recites me like her favorite scripture, revealing a sinful nature. That I, as her king, will desire to feel not just her proverb hands, but the virtuously inner workings of her thighs, and give me more than something he can feel. It will be the eruption of volcanic flow turning me into hard steel, as just as she continues to use her tongue to massage and dine on her new favorite dessert, becoming a hero unsung, giving me a new to revelation where I need an elevation and an evaluation of just how good her airway tunnel will hold my thickness before I enter her birth canal. I mean, my favorite psalm will be in translation while she speaks in her heavenly language with every versed dictation, soothing, sucking, and sloping sounds with her hands and knees on the ground. She's showing me what submission really looks like, and tonight, as my queen has removed her crown, I just might look down upon her eyes gazing into mine as she sips my liquids like fine wine. The mind screams internally. The body reacts as it is possessed by divinity. She is proud to say I'm hers, for she knows the path I take to get into her. I mean, into her. No, I mean, get deep into her. The judgment seat is reserved, and in our court, the rose petals and waterfalls are jealous at her fluent, curved body that is pleased just by me. And my feast of her in our Garden of Eden will be better than any sin in Sodom and Gomorrah, except we won't look back. But just look from within as we come to a pleasurable sigh. Peace.
Yo. Hold on to your waffles. Taste the soul of his semen, swallowing nectar, eyes rolling behind your head, reciting as if it were your favorite scripture. Evaluations, translations, dictations, hands and knees, and on the ground, sipping his liquid like fine wine. She's proud to say that he is hers. Oh, the sin Oh, the sin. Yeah, man, you really went in on this one, bro. And you had to be out there listening to that. You said that brother was out there playing music, playing an instrument while you wrote this piece. I can see that.
Yeah, man.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think you had a problem coming up with the words because they seem to have flowed. Those words seem to have flowed, man. That was dope, man. That was really dope. You picked
Thank
up
you,
your pen up. You went out there and picked up your pen in public.
Yes, sir. I had
out
to.
There.
Bro. I had
out
to.
There. Ha, ha, ha. La Perla Negra.
I need prayer right now.
Yes, you do.
Goodness. Good Lord.
Yes,
that,
you do.
Yeah, you must have missed me, Tiffany. You wrote a hell of a piece.
Thank you.
God-given nectar, others swallowing in a birth canal, and what is all this?
Yeah, that was some serious stuff, man.
I said, what is all that noise?
I don't know, you're the one making it. You're the one seem to be making
noise.
It.
I was talking. I wasn't making noise.
You remind me of someone that's not here tonight. You're reminding me of someone that's not here tonight.
All right,
97 years old.
It was super hot. You trying to spark some shit for real. All right, for real.
Yes,
I know where you live. I ain't been feeling good. I haven't made it over there this weekend like I said I was. But I don't think I'll hesitate to get up and limp. Okay, and come knock on your door. Okay, don't play with it.
Hey,
anyway, that was an awesome
you've been limping
this far. That was a hell of a comeback from your vacation.
Thank you.
Yeah, I need some prayer.
You
did.
Thank you.
Oh, Jesus.
Lord.
That was dirty.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I lost my piece right in the middle of my speech.
Uh-huh.
All right, so
not me. I didn't do it. That was damn
yeah.
fault.
So anyway, I'll wait to you.
For real, the poet Douglas, you're up next, sir. You're up next.
Yes, sir.
Exactly. You're not getting away with it. You are not getting away from it. You got to spit something, baby. Come on.
I just have a silly piece. It's just this piece that I'm gonna do. I think we've done this. Either on the Soul Cafe or I think this was a Murder, She Wrote given challenge or something. It was about, I don't know, either it was on there or here, but it was about, the question was, can you swim in my ocean? Y'all remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Y'all don't remember that?
I remember that.
If you didn't, it would have been cool because I hate doing stuff over again. So anyway. From what I see, it's called Can You Swim Through My Ocean? So I'm going to perform that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Can you swim through my ocean? Ride the tide through the abyss of my deepest thoughts, my memories, wade through the mind's energies, turbulent waters, the many sources of me. Can you swim in my ocean? Can you wade through the things that run loosely upstream out of me? Shooting when I'm coming, hot lava rushing, causing steam, waters falling. Can you follow me? Can you manage through the rough currents of my passings while your body I'm surfing? Receive me under water, wet bodies clashing. My exit, your entrance, can you hold your breath while this grown-up thing is happening in my waters? Do you have moist dreams of my submarine? Can you swim within? Can you do it again, dry off and get wet one more again on the bed in my quarters? Could you go knee-deep, oh so deep, oh so knee-deep? Can you do the break with me? Then take this dip in the France trance of my cool waters. Can a mermaid doggy style get ridden horseback, have legs that can be spread way back behind your head. Can a tuna fish hold on to this? Ride this sausage, all hands on deck, huh, like an octopus. Can you? These waters run deep. Full, I'm Pacific when it comes to this oceanic shit. Red seas, seas me, see, see, you need to know before you get yourself in trouble. Bay, watch. Don't go drowning in these. Don't want to see the bubbles or you drifting, floating. So I ask you again, can you swim in my ocean? Can you swim? Or are you addicted to drowning? For real.
That's just nasty. Oh. Mm.
I couldn't find my phone. I'm mute myself. Y'all cutting up tonight. Oh my goodness gracious.
I didn't know it was gonna go like that. I didn't know it was gonna go like that until I started reading it, and I had to keep on reading it because I didn't know it was that type of piece.
I'm not gonna eat no more when y'all getting ready to read. I y'all so it.
Well, you know what, guys? Let's keep things rolling. Let's open up to our first caller, who happens to be the one and only Lisa the Lips.
Ooh.
What it do? What
hey, baby.
Do?
What's up?
Well, what's up, baby?
The Lips.
Hi.
Welcome to the Soul Cast.
Hi.
I have one complaint.
How are you?
I'm good.
What's
but
that,
Van
yeah?
Meadows was like, he was like 20 minutes away from me in Virginia Beach. Why did you just
Wow. I forgot all about the fact that you was there.
Right.
Yeah, you were 20 minutes away from sexual intercourse.
My apologies. I totally forgot that you were there. I'm sorry.
See, I told you.
I
you got to put it out there, man.
Even if you had posted I'm in Virginia Beach, I would have hit you up. I was like, hey, because I sat in the house all day on Saturday. I ain't have a thing to do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bad. That's on me. That's on me.
Yeah, bro.
Well, now
you
got
to let everybody know the next time you go on tour. When you go on tour, let everybody know that you're coming through, man. I love seeing the folks that we commune with on a daily basis, you know, when I travel out and go to a state, a different state. It's just a beautiful thing just to stop the car. If you only got a moment to take a picture with that person,
right.
To show that you finally saw them, you know, it's a beautiful thing. So, hey. But, you know, you can rest assured that won't be his last time out that neck of the woods. So
I enjoyed myself immensely. Yeah,
it's just something about being by the water that just kind of changes your whole perspective. That's why I moved here.
Yeah. I can easily see me being in the beach all the time every day, but yeah.
I want to know what she's born up in this girl. So, Miss Lips, if I may call you Miss Lips, I wanted to ask you a question. You know,
okay.
We ask questions around here, you know. This question, it may catch you off guard. But have you ever had dreams of a magical unicorn? Have you ever dreamed of a magical unicorn? Mm-hmm. One that will fulfill your every need. A unicorn.
Oh, my. No, but after that question, I might have to have that dream.
that was a nice way to get out of that one. Hey, listen. That was a good one. I like that. Hey, so listen, we're going to let you spit your piece and be heard over Spotify, iHeart, iMusic, huh? Cashbox, those many places that Epiphany Radio was heard from. Are you ready to be heard?
Yes, I am.
Well, the mic is yours.
After that piece you just spit, I had to go digging in my files a little bit. So this one has never been publicly heard.
Okay.
It's called My Last Orgasm.
Oh, my. The mic is yours.
It began on the sofa at his house. Innocent cuddling gave way to passionate kisses. Then somehow he's naked and my dress is slipping over my head. But we want comfort, so kisses move us down the hall to his room. He had the forethought to light a scented candle, so the soft scent of vanilla greets us. I feel the release of the last hook of my bra letting go, and we fall kitty-cornered on the bed. He scoots me back completely on the mattress as he falls to his knees, and I feel his hands grasp the fine red lace of my thong as he slips the front down. He doesn't encourage me to lift because he can't wait to taste me. He sucks my clit into his mouth and my back arches to meet him. Luscious kisses torture me as he loves her and shows her how much he missed her. Then he rises just short of my first release, but it's okay because I know what's next. I feel the lace slip down my legs and he inhales them before he tosses them aside. He crawls up my body, gathers my breasts as he spreads my legs with his knees and inhales both nipples at once. And just as I'm overwhelmed by the sensation, I feel his uncut head touch my clit. He takes his time teasing the slit that is now a rushing river. Then he gives me that look that I know all too well that shows his contentment with knowing that I love just as he plunges his full length deep inside me, making me forget for a moment that only a few months ago, he'd only had one terrible experience with his first that inevitably sent him into my arms. Our bodies find their synchronicity as we move together toward ecstasy, matching him stroke for stroke as he alternates from nipple to lip to nipple, all the time driving me to madness with each stroke. Then I feel it. The explosion is seeking detonation. I put my hands on my thighs and push down to open myself even more so he can drive into me with all he has as he rises and supports himself on his fists. Sweat drips from him onto my face and body as I feel the flight taking off, and he slams into me. And just as the tidal wave of my orgasm hits, his begins to rush forth to meet me. As I coo and scream through my own ecstasy, he releases his flood of warmth, tingling liquid magma into my ocean, and you can almost see the steam rising. He thrusts forward one last time as my screams calm into a purr of pure satisfaction. And he giggles at his accomplishments. He collapses beside me, but wraps me close because he knows I get chills after coming. And we lay there, having lovers' conversation as we drift together into the haze of amazing connection. Peace.
Lord.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Lord, have mercy.
My. I'm going to tell you something. That was very, very tantalizing. Oh, my God. That was tantalizing. Poetic. Poetic.
Man, where do I start?
in the beginning.
The red thong, the she opened herself up more with her fingers, and she climaxed, and then she felt his. Oh, man, listen. It's hot in here.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot. It's hot. I'm just, it's hot. I'm hot right now. Yeah. Oh yeah.
That was good.
La Perla Negra.
I can't pinpoint one particular line because that whole piece got my mouth watering. That was all right. See that noise? Y'all gonna start with the noise? That piece was. It's just falling right in line with these two nasty ones that I'm co-hosting with tonight. It was awesome, though. I loved it.
I had a whole different piece I was going to do, but
no,
I heard
no,
all
good.
The stuff
that's
they were
good.
Doing.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good, trust me. And I love the ending, how you say he holds you because he knows you get cold after coming. Oh, God. Oh, yes. I loved it. I loved that piece. Oh, man. Mm. Y'all, I'm all lost, left behind, but that's all right because I'm usually the nasty one. So I'm sitting back and listening tonight. I'm just absorbing everybody's pieces.
I'm sorry.
Hello, did I lose you guys?
No, you didn't lose me.
Still
I was just
here.
Saying hallelujah.
Okay.
You said she was always the nasty one. I was just saying hallelujah. Yeah. I had to get that
oh,
out of there.
You thought I wasn't going to admit that? I know I'm nasty. I know I'm nasty. But I'm falling back and checking y'all out now.
For real, you hear that? You hear that for real? She falling back, checking us out. Look at her.
For real, just said you in charge right now. He on break.
He on
so
break.
You got to take over. Mm-hmm.
He the host. How he on break? Oh, my God. All right.
Nature.
You know what that piece reminds me of? Now that it finally hit me. Missy Elliott got that song, Work It. And she said, you ever seen Thickness in a Thong? Hey.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
I feel you hurt
left,
you right
he
now.
He should have left me in charge.
Hey. I guess I'm back in time. I'm sorry, Miss Lips. I had to, I had to go take care of my unicorn. Yeah, I had to take care of my unicorn after that piece, you know. You see, that's my unicorn. And Shangri-La. I love my unicorn and Shangri-La. Yeah. No, but I thought that was a very dope piece. I thought it was very sensual. I loved your wordplay in there. And it was sappy. If anybody that knows me knows that I love sappy romantic poetry. That was a little bit, let me see. It was sappy, of course, but it was very erotic, very sensual.
Yes.
And it was clean, though. It was very clean, though. I like that. I thought that was dope. I loved it. What more can I say?
Thank you. Thank you very much. It was very autobiographical as well.
Oh.
Oh, was it?
This is how we're going to do it.
This is how we going to do. I like that. Okay, well, thank you, Ms. Lips, for being so open and so transparent. Mm-hmm. And I hope that you're enjoying your raw links, by the way.
Oh, my goodness, do I love these pieces. I'm trying to become Ms. Raw Links spokesmodel or something because the pieces are gorgeous.
Oh, you got to play catch up with
Thank
me, honey.
You
so I don't
much.
Think anybody have more pieces than I do, but your pieces are beautiful. I'll definitely
I just got on the bandwagon.
That's not fair, Danielle. You live right there. Your friend. That's not fair.
That doesn't have
do
anything
that.
To do with a business
you
deal.
You can just walk to a house and get a raw link. She just walked
that
there.
That doesn't
don't
have
worry about
anything
it. So
to do. I got to wait for mine just like you guys got to wait for yours. Okay? And I have to pay for mine just like y'all gotta pay for yours.
But
there are no special privileges.
But Danielle, did you see how creative she was with her raw links, how she put them together? I didn't even get a chance to tell her about that. But if you have raw links bracelets, ladies and gentlemen, you're able to do some pretty magical things with those. And Miss Lisa Lips had discovered that on her own, that you can turn them into a necklace. So see, you have four to five bracelets. You can make yourself a necklace and have enough bracelets to wear on each wrist. And I thought that was very creative of you, rocking that poet bracelet and Pac-Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
girl. Yeah. That's
what's up.
I got the poet bracelet and I got the Pac-Man link bracelet. And I had the two on and they kind of, the two magnets caught together. And I took them off. And just kind of put them together as a full circle. And I was like, this might fit as a choker. So I put it on, and it fit as a choker. And I've been wearing it that way ever since.
That's what's up. I like that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's what I'm talking about. Good girl. Hey, that's very creative. And I got the right person over there, the spokesperson for Raw Links. Thank you so much for your love and your support.
Yes. Definitely. I've already told you which my next piece is going to be.
Yeah. Yes, you have.
And that rose gold piece was just amazing.
Gold.
And that's from somebody who hasn't worn anything but silver for the past 15, 20 years. But that rose gold colored piece has to be part of my collection.
I know that's right.
I feel you. I just did some redesigning of that piece. And you can check that out at rawlinks.b/raw. What do you call that? That's not a slash. That's like the, what's that, subtraction sign?
Dash.
It's a dash.
Dash.
Yeah, it's a dash.
Raw. At Facebook, you know, or lock on to author Larry D. Maddox, and you can get the link from there if you want to see the rose gold piece that she's talking about. Oh, man. So thank you for that shout-out, Lisa Lips.
Oh, definitely.
All right, then. We're going to put you back there on that chair. We're going to change the name of the chair, man. I want to change it to something else because, you know, I think we're going to give it a different name.
Why can't we keep it as the chair of Shangri-La? Why? Because it can be anything you
want
to
be. Van,
what do you
think
about that? I'm going to need a chair, a towel for that chair after hearing how this thing started off today.
The chair of Shangri-La can be anything you want it to be. That's what Shangri-La is. It's not a real place. It's in your imagination.
Okay, well, we're going to let it marinate on band for a little while, then we're going to take a let it ride on him. But I chose, if we're going to use Shangri-La, I think it should be the sofa of Shangri-La, not the chair.
The sofa of Shangri-La? That's even better. Okay.
Yeah. The love sofa of Shangri-La. Miss Lisa Lips, you're the first one to take a sit. Hey, keep it dry, man. Keep it dry, baby.
Hopefully I won't be alone there too long.
You shouldn't be.
Oh, my. Let's hope not. Yeah. Well, one love, baby love. Thank you for calling in and stick around because you know what? I'm going to need you to pick up your pen. I want to see what you got. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I have written with groups of people before, but I've never really done anything like this. So this is going to be fun.
It is.
Oh, yes,
it is.
It's
a lot of fun.
So different. So stick around and hang in there. Watch while we do this thing. All right?
Okie dokie. All right.
One love, babies. One love.
One love, one mic.
She just took her socks off. Let's go to the next caller who happens to be our favorite Canadian. Oh, Canada. Let's have it for Miss Lady A. Baby, baby. Or maybe
baby,
Bella.
Baby.
You guys are crazy. Hey, Lady A.
Okay,
here
what's happening?
Just wanted to single Canada.
Hey, Lady
so that
A.
Was- Great. How are you?
What's up, baby? Did I do it justice? Did I do it justice, Lady A?
Well, you did, yes.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, lady. Hey, what are your thoughts of when you see a picture, whether watching a movie or a still photo, when you see one of a beautiful white unicorn with wings? Let me ask a question: Does all unicorns have wings, or are they wingless unicorns? Anyway, one with beautiful white wings. What are your feelings? What are your thoughts?
My thoughts about a white unicorn with wings that I'm probably about
a beautiful white
years
unicorn.
Old. I don't unicorns. It's a fantasy thing, I suppose. I find it more for kids. I don't know if there's some underlying something or other, but no, it doesn't do really much. A white stallion or a brown or a black stallion or a horse. I like horses. Unicorns, not so much.
So, what are your thoughts on a beautiful brown horse, the brownest horse you could find, that happens to have a horn and wings? How about that?
I think he'd have a really big headache. I don't know. I think... It would be part of a fantasy, I suppose. You know, like I don't know. The horn doesn't really do anything for me.
So you're laughing on the horn. You're laughing
on the horn.
I don't know.
Horny horses.
Horny horses. That's right.
A horny horse. That's a horny horse. Okay, well, I tried to pull something out of you. I can't even see the word I'm trying to make up.
Did I answer
well,
the question
you.
Right, or was
well,
it just
yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so,
yeah, I think you need to pass
on. You know, I'll
yeah,
tell
we,
you what my
we,
favorite
yeah, we like
is. Oh, do that? Am I allowed to say what my favorite
yes.
horse is? It is
yes.
A Gypsy Vanner horse, and they are the most beautiful horses, in my opinion, in the world. They're called Gypsy Vanner, and they're special because they have they're very big horses, and they have long manes and tails, and they have a long hair around their hooves. They're stunning horses, really. And so
I'm going to ask that. I'm going to ask that everybody. A Gypsy Vanner horse.
Yes,
they're absolutely beautiful.
They are, aren't they? They're gorgeous
yes.
horses.
Yeah. They kind of remind you of a
Clydesdale. I see.
And they kind of remind
almost,
you of what?
Yes. With that the way the fur comes down.
Yes,
a Clydesdale.
Similar. They're naturally, their manes, it's their hair that really sets them apart from any horse. They have this magnificent mane and tail. And they're just stunning horses, yeah. And they used to be used by, and I don't know if they still use them, it's a different era, but they used to be used by the traveling gypsies. And that's where they... their name, the Gypsy Vanner horses, yeah.
That tail is beautiful.
Yeah, they're very majestic looking.
Let me see if I can...
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the Clydesdale, though.
I'm
going to
put a picture in
horses.
I like the Clydesdale, too. That's what I was thinking about this whole time. Y'all talking about that.
Very similar to the Clydesdale.
They're absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, I just Googled it myself. Take the time out to Google it. It's a beautiful, beautiful horse. Hey, so, Miss A... Miss Lady A, what do you bring
yes.
to us? What do you got?
Well, I didn't bring a sensual one. I brought a fantasy. I like to write fantasy type things too, but it's not a sensual one. So, anyways, I'll leave it up to you. But it's called Coventina. May I?
Coventina.
Yeah.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Atlantis drowned long ago. 'Tis now a watery realm of coral-covered marble and monuments to men. pottery now the home of seahorses in pairs and ivory columns draped with seaweed everywhere. Rays of sunshine slice through the azure sea, illuminates the courtyard, which is the floor beneath. Mandarin fish and blue ring angels, darlings of the deep, purple basslets, are most regal and damsels never sleep. Beautiful are the guardians, mermaids with glorious tails. They flit and flurry and fuss about, ensuring all is well. The empress of this briny world, a creature most divine, her face is fairer than the fairest since the dawn of time. Coventina is her goddess name, Atlantis' beloved queen. She dreams of love and human men to reign with her as king. The glories of her fluent world would to him be incompatible. The firmament on which he lives for her would be most fatal. Contentment must be to love the man posed without motion, whose hands with outstretched arms both reaching for the sun. She greets him in the courtyard, stagnant on his throne. She knows he's cold and has no heart. She turns and cries alone. End poem.
That was so beautiful. And I love so many different parts in there. And I like something simple as when she said, he greets her in the courtyard. I love that era, that of the picture you painted, that era of being, you know what I'm saying, and words that spoken as such. Poetic.
Man,
Thank you so very much.
I too thought it was a beautiful, the words that were used, darlings of the deep, that grabbed me. And then there was the color imagery. I mean, for the piece to be so fantasy, it was so visual too. And I could just see myself just walking through like this maze of all these things that I'm surrounded by in this piece. This is a beautiful piece. I loved it.
Thank you very much. I'm so glad you guys liked it that much. I appreciate it very, very much.
Earl La Negra.
Yes. Let me tell you something. Okay, first off, I'm a Pisces. So water is my element. Very, very drawn to it. And I'm seeing everything that you're talking about. I'm picturing myself in the water underneath, and I'm seeing the beams of light breaking the surface of the water, all of that. And it's just that piece, it was so beautiful and calming. And, oh, man, I loved it. I loved it.
Thank you so much.
Man, that's got to be one of your best by far. I loved it.
Oh, thanks. I write a lot about the water, actually. I have many, many poems about the water because I live by the water, and it's, I was, when Van, you were saying about being in, was it New Jersey? No.
Virginia.
Virginia Beach, yeah. I couldn't help but think and see the water there where you were. There's something about the water that it gives me life, I guess I could say, and I can tell, too, that does, too, Danielle, yeah.
Water is life, baby, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything. Oh, man. I would love for you to share some of your other pieces about water with me, if you would. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Lady A. Once again, that was a most beautiful delivered piece that I've heard. I like that. I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to doing some writing tonight, too.
Okay. You stick around. I'm glad you brought it up. Stick around.
Okay. Yes.
We're about to pick up our pens shortly, okay, after we get these last poets through here. So we're going to sit you back there on the chair, the sofa of Shangri-La.
Shangri-La. Yes.
Thank you.
Shangri-La, whatever she says. All right, love.
Shangri-La.
Shangri-La.
One love, one mic.
Hey, baby.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yeah. Alrighty then, that was beautiful. And before we get into the next caller, it's time once again for another guitar. So we'll be right back with that next poet right after this.
Call dropped again.
Steve is called.
Poetic, you're in charge.
Oh, right. Those you want me to be in charge. I want me to be in charge. Okay.
All right, you are in charge, station manager.
Buddy, move and let's open up this next mic. Welcome to the Soul Cafe. Let them know who you be.
Well, hello. I'm Ms. VIP.
Hey, 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 Ms. VIP. How you doing, darling?
I am wonderful. How are you, Poetic? How's my diva?
Pretty
hey, diva, teasing me with that beautiful, delicious. What was that? What was that? Was that cake pie? What was that? That delicacy?
That,
girl,
that's
you know
what I had.
Kind of
that's
stuff?
What I had. Yes, that's what I had yesterday, and I can never have it again. Lord.
Lord, have mercy. I just, you know what? I would just like one little slice. Just one little slice.
That ain't going to happen.
Lord. No, it's not going to happen.
It's,
I'm not going to let
just,
it happen.
It's like poetic pieces. You just can't have enough.
Okay.
Okay.
Lather.
I mean.
Don't get him started.
Don't get me started. I got more of that cake.
Lord, not tonight.
Hey, man. Hey, Poetic. Don't get it twisted.
What's
it
up,
could
bro?
Be any man in the room that could spit a piece that she would say the same thing about.
I know, bro. I hear all the time. I hear all the time.
Okay, just a reminder.
Hey,
you don't know what gets me going for real. Don't.
That was
so good.
Hello,
Bowser. Hi, darling. How are you?
I feel good. I'm fine.
Thank you. Just hearing your voice makes me feel so fickle. Mm.
Oh, my. Oh.
Yes, just hearing your voice is so pleasant.
Well,
unicorns,
thank you.
My love.
Unicorn.
I would like to ride off buck naked with you into the atmosphere on a unicorn. What's your
on
thoughts?
A unicorn?
Unicorn. Ooh.
Yes, with you behind me. Yes, on a flying unicorn. A horse with a horn and wings. Mm-hmm. A magical horse with
that,
wings
now that's
and
a Pegasus, my darling.
A horny horse.
You're killing me. That's
mm-hmm.
a Pegasus.
A horny horse.
Not a unicorn. Oh, my Lord.
No, Pegasus
anyway.
Was a specific horse. No, Pegasus was
no,
a specific
yes.
unicorn. Okay? It was a unicorn
oh,
that was
my
named
word.
Pegasus.
Pegasus
oh, is
my
a
goodness.
Beast. It's the name of
well,
a unicorn.
Oh, my.
Love.
All this lather.
It's a
lot of sexual tension in the air.
Okay.
Okay, so Miss, I was going to say Miss Unicorn. I was going to call you Miss Unicorn. So Miss VIP, baby, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, my unicorn has been toyed with.
Oh, my goodness.
My unicorn. I want to write a song about it. But listen, what did you bring to the podium on this night of poetry?
Well, I thought of a couple of things, but I'm going to settle on some pillow talk. Okay?
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Not that. Not
yeah,
that. Type of pillow talk.
Let's get it, baby. Let's get it. Talk to me, baby.
The mic is Lord. Yours, Ms. VIP. Baby, baby.
Well, thank you.
The mic is yours. You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We laid on the bed. Oh, yes. I just came. It felt so good. As I feel your nectar oozing out, let me get some on my fingers, rub it on my, oh, yes. You take my hand and lick my fingers. Damn, baby, you felt so good. You licked me, gripped me. As I moved to kiss him, I said, round two. I'm greedy for more for you. Take me in every position. I let him back in me of my own volition. We moaned at the connection. As we increased in volume, he slammed me. I was getting more juicy. He whispered, come, baby. I climaxed so hard I saw stars. I was so caught up in his vibe. He kept going until his name in my trim he attempted to transcribe. He kept hitting my spot. He came with a loud moan. I followed with a groan. I felt so sexy, so nasty. I could go on all night. Oh, I can walk the walk and to think. It all started with pillow talk, and that's that piece.
Hey, I have a few questions. Okay, oh my goodness. Climaxing so hard that she saw stars. Now I have to ask you, did you say he climaxed so hard that you saw stars?
No, I climaxed so hard I saw stars. I climaxed
okay,
so hard.
Okay, because I was going to say, he must have climaxed real hard if you saw the stars. Okay, I just wanted to make sure, because I love that. I'm just making sure. On my bed, we laid, oh, yes. When you said, oh, yes, the way you said, oh, yes, I felt like I envisioned your eyes crossing right there.
Yeah.
On the bed,
oh,
we laid, oh, yes, as I felt your nectar. Oozing out. What's going on with nectar tonight? Everybody's oozing
nectar.
Hey,
everybody's got
on
some nectar.
Everybody got nectar.
Well,
nectar is good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Poetic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Miss VIP coming here with that little sexy voice and ooh, and she just said that she put it on her ooh. Wee. Okay, all right. I like that kind of pillow talk. That's good pillow talk right there. Yeah, I like that kind of pillow talk.
Everybody just wants that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's a very beautiful piece.
Thank you.
Ms. V.I., good job. Wonderful. Just pillow talking tonight.
She said, well, thank you. She was like, well, thank you. I heard it, man. She was like, well, thank you, girl. I said, ooh. Yes. You have to be careful, Ms. VIP. You can get strangulated on the pillow talking like that, girl. Not purposely strangulated, but in the heat of passion.
I like that. In heat of passion. Yeah. Heat of passion.
Guess what? I ain't never came that hard where I see stars, but I'm willing to try. I mean, damn. And you just...
You might hurt yourself.
I'm going to hurt something. I ain't hurt myself. Look, girl, that piece, you snuck that in on me. You supposed to share that with me in touch, but that's cool.
Oh.
Yeah, you kind of threw me off a little bit. I thought we were tight, but it's all right.
Guess what?
That piece was good.
I got another
girl.
One for you. Ain't no thing.
Okay.
I got money. So,
I know you do, because you my diva. That piece was hot. Right. That was sensual. Y'all have succeeded in getting me worked up tonight. Thank you. nastiness.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Y'all
know
how I feel
about that. I told you I'm clean now. I was clean now. Don't try. I was clean.
Clean. You call that
clean?
I was clean.
Yeah.
Yes, that was very clean.
Clean out
my aisle 6,
you mean, right? Yeah, all right.
That was clean now.
Okay.
That was good. Okay. So, Ms. VIP. Unicorn, you. Could you tell us what you got going on this Wednesday at the Love Zone?
Yes, baby. My diva and I are back in the Love Zone, 9 o'clock on Wednesday, and the topic is why go back to what broke you?
Mm-hmm. Mm. My God, I will never.
Yep.
Ooh,
I know, baby.
It's going to be a lot of cursing in my piece.
Okay, baby.
Hey, that's a good one. That's at the Soul Cafe. That's at the Love Zone this Wednesday, 9 o'clock p.m. with La Perla Negra and Ms. VIP. Once again, that's at the Love Zone. Why go back
and it's a very,
to what broke you?
Yeah. And it's a very special night, baby. So, I want y'all to bring
it. Yes, it is. Right. We're going to celebrate a little bit. Yes, it is.
Poetic. All right. Show up
what are you celebrating?
Yeah, we're just going.
You want to tell them?
When you get to, it's my diva's birthday.
Okay.
Let us bring it.
Aries in the building. Oh, yes. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Miss VIP. We want to thank you for that sensuous piece, darling.
You're welcome. I'm ready
to
stay
on
that
couch
of Shangri-La.
Sofa.
Shangri-La.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, be careful. There's other people back there sitting on it, so you may lay across someone, a body part.
Lay across a body. Ooh. Okay.
As long as it's male, it's okay.
I know that's right.
I'm missing out on words. Okay, well, it's time for you to go to fare thee well.
Yeah.
All right, Ms. VIP. Because you're throwing my timing off. I don't understand what's happening right now.
I'm sorry.
All right, love.
I'm sorry, darling. All right. One love, one life, baby.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. So we're going to go to the next caller. Yeah. Hello, welcome to the Soul Cafe at Epiphany Radio. Who do we have on the line?
Man, it's Just Jake, dude. What's going on up in here?
I knew who.
Hey,
what's
Jake?
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
I know who you is, but you got to say your name. You got to say your name. People want to know who you are.
Yeah, he don't get it yet.
No, Eric said the same thing, so I thought it was something y'all had worked out with. Yes, sir.
No. So, Danielle, La Perla Negra, has a question to ask of you. Danielle, do you want to ask him the unicorn question?
I'll ask him the unicorn question. Yes, Jay. Have you ever been walking along an abandoned forest and come across your unicorn?
No. I really haven't. I wish they had to come back for that one. But my thing with unicorns is I like the things that you can really have. I might be able to call it a unicorn and, you know, ride it, this, that, and the other, but it's still going to be a horse. So that's basically how I try to keep my poetry in the pocket as well. I try to write about things that are actually real within real space and time and go from there. Even if I flip it with metaphors, I'm still trying to keep it right within a certain pocket. Whenever I do come across a word like unicorn or like y'all might notice, I don't cuss in my poems. When I come to that point, I have to figure out a way to go ahead and get around that and actually getting around that without having to say it, it looks real skillful, but it's something that's impassable to me. So it's just something I'm just doing, and it ends up lending itself to a style.
Okay.
Alrighty then. That was a hell of an answer. I don't know what the hell you was. The hell you talk about, nigga. You can write about a goddamn unicorn. You write about bunny rabbits, flying turtles, UFOs, and all kind of crazy shit. You can't write about no unicorn. You can't fathom a unicorn. Get the hell out of here, bro.
I can't fathom a unicorn, man.
Can
give
I
me
say
a Philly Sport Tuesday
yes.
Ice Kicker Gypsy, like Lady A talked about.
Okay, I want to say something. Y'all, we asking you this question about unicorns. You do know we mean a rarity, not a fantasy. And y'all fuck on this horse thing. That's what we're talking about when we ask about a unicorn, your rarity.
Oh.
But I mean,
I still wouldn't play with it. Yeah, that was pretty much it.
You came across your rarity that you've been looking for. Okay. All right. That's just me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's
yes.
That. All
right. Unicorn.
Oh,
is
well,
a magical
all right, I
thing.
Tell you what. All right, go ahead. My bad.
No, you good, bro. You good, bro.
Oh, I was just going
to
say that.
So I'm
going to
hear what you
bought
for us. Go ahead.
Man, I wrote a piece to that guitar you was playing.
Did you?
Yeah, it's still going in my head right now.
So you picked up your pen. You picked up your pen. That's what you did.
On Clarity, I picked it up on half of it. It was a piece I had walked across it, and it just had a few verses. And then from that guitar, it was like Zoom.
Okay. Is that the piece that you're going to spit for us tonight?
Yes, sir. I normally don't like to do pieces like this. I normally go into them raggedy. Can I get that guitar in the back?
Man. If I
and have it a little low, I just need to hear it a little bit. Oh, my bad. All right.
No. Let's see if we can do that because let me see. Is this – okay, I think this was the guitar. Let me know if this was the guitar, then I'll turn it down.
That's it.
Okay, let me turn it down.
And jump in. No, you can let it stay for right there. No, could you jump into it a little bit, about 15 seconds? Because I know the beginning has got warm up.
You come in when you feel it's right.
Yes, sir. Sometimes I struggle to bubble, but sooner or late, poetic passages percolate forth and run like a man that's late, a real tour de force, half course, will travel. The mic is a burner, and I set the burner to sport. Offbeat like Morse, more calling horse, son, well, I force words to jail. Thugs, shell, whenever my ink bell rebel, come ride the third rail, sip some ale, back on quill, recite some poetry on braille, swing like a hammer to nail, as I regale, gale, with a wing gale, say girl, girl, because you so damn fly, by apple bottom of my eye, for the vibes that make onions dust fry. That's all I got.
Yo. Yo. Yo, you know what? I salute you. I salute you, man, for even doing that, bro. And you was right on time with that thing, too.
No, it was really off, but I see where
it's at. No, it's okay because there's a two-minute delay. It's a two-second delay in between the airwaves before you hearing that piece and you spitting to what you hear. So it's not your timing, but I can still hear with these ears that it was on time. If the song was playing from your from the same location as you, you know, so that's not a bother. But what I'm saying is that,
bro,
you know, I feel where it touched you at. I feel how it moved you because you moved with it. Poetic.
Right.
Man, you know, I dig Just Jay, man. I dig his flow. I dig his content, man. The fact that he wrote that just while that guitar string was playing, he was prepping himself for Pick Up the Pen. Man, I mean, I was waiting for, you know, roof at the end of that. Business.
Right. I know you've been acting all week.
Yeah, I've been acting all week, man. I was waiting for it, man. He gonna do it.
You even said you was excellent on the Inspiration Factory, so I know you've been excellent all week.
Yeah, man, I've been excellent, man. You had no idea, bro. You had no idea. But I dug that piece though, man. That's beautiful, man. That you just took that and just ran with it. You know, you jumped into what you felt. So, the Pearl La Negra.
Yeah, both of y'all said everything. Actually, that was pretty cool that you jumped in there and just started writing something to that guitar. I love the guitar. I understand you feeling it, how it hits you. That's what's up, definitely. I wish I could, you know. We do it and pick up a pen, but still, that was nice.
Thank you. I appreciate you too, LaPelle.
Yes. And I'm just going to add to that the guitar riff was 2 minutes long. And you wrote to, I think you wrote to like maybe a minute, over just a little over a minute. You wrote and you used those words, man. You gave us those passages. So that's creative, man. That's how, I mean, I'm amazed at the creativity of the different poets, the different writers that come in here. And that's why I like to share that creativity. That's why I ask the questions that I ask. See where you are creatively. You know what I'm saying? I know people say, that for real is crazy. I'm asking questions for a reason. Okay.
Yeah, but you're crazy, too.
Because if I throw a unicorn at you wearing a macaroni necklace, I want to see what can you write about that? What can you write about that? Can you write about that? We do that. We write about things, crazy things.
Yeah, we do.
Like that. And you've been a part of that.
Right,
so, hey, it only makes your pen stronger. So, hey, look, thank you for doing that, man. That was awesome.
Yes, sir. Oh, man, I was honored to do it here, man. You know what? Ain't nobody doing no show like you got right here. This is something totally original. This is a place that I get amped up for, and I've been missing it, and I've been getting amped up for it every time I miss it.
Hey, well, thank you, man. Thank you. Take a bunch of crazy minds to pull it off, you know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about the callers. I'm talking about you guys.
You know, right.
Yeah,
give
man.
It to you.
And some of the questions that I ask and people actually give answers to them, it baffles me. I don't know which one of us is off our medication, but the listener or the host. Yeah. So, brother, we want to thank you, man, for that, all right? We're going to sit you back there on the sofa of Shangri-La.
Shangri-La.
If you can imagine that. If you can't imagine
that, I ain't
going
to that thing
until
forensic. Check it out. Give me the thumbs up. That's so for real.
That was a smart mouth one. I like that. All right, then, my brother.
Hey, y'all be easy.
One love, bro. One love.
One love, one love.
Hang around, bro. Hang around. Hang around. One
yes,
love,
sir.
Bro. All right. He is one of our great writers who picks his pen up daily. He appreciates that and shares his creativity and how he writes and what motivates him. We're going to go to the next caller. Hello, welcome to the Soul Cafe at Epiphany Radio. Who do we have here?
Me, Bella.
Hi.
Hola. There she is. There she is.
Hey, Bella.
Hola, Bella. Hola.
Hola.
Get to us, mami. Nada, mami, si estás. Ay. No problem.
He said he was going to flirt with you, Bella.
That's right, Bella. That's my firefly, Bella. Mi Bella.
Salud,
my firefly. All the time, even in the morning, even in the morning, Bella.
Oh,
so Bella,
honey,
get used to it, girl. Get used
so
to
Bella.
It.
Mhm. Yes, sir.
Are you an animal lover? Are you an animal lover?
The hell yeah.
Oh, okay. I like that. I like that. I like that.
What kind of beast do you have for me?
I have a winged unicorn, pure white, pure white, a stallion with wings and a horn. If you had a mule, no, that's ugly. You got a beautiful stallion. You're changing the whole story. No, if you had a beautiful unicorn, a white stallion with wings, what name would you give to your unicorn?
Oh, that's pretty easy. I'm going to call that lovely unicorn mi innamorato, you know?
Marato?
My
Marato?
Innamorato means lover.
Innamorato.
So I'm going to call that unicorn.
Oh, my. Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever been kissed? Bella, while facing front to front while sitting on a unicorn.
I'm turning into a different kind of fruit right now. Mm-hmm. I think I'm an apple right now. I would love to.
Yeah.
Probably
I'll
have a unicorn.
In my fantasy, I see us sitting facing each other while bareback, everybody's bareback, the unicorn, you and I, and we are staring, gazing in each other's eyes, and just for a moment, time stands still, and a soft wind blows across our bare skin, and we stop in amazement, and we kiss. And the unicorn rides off into the fairyland. Yes, and then the unicorn rides off into unicorn land, carrying us along with it. How about that?
That's nice.
Make sure I will not fall.
Right, the butt's going to be hurt.
I've never sat on a horse, so I don't know the feeling. I don't know how it feels to sit on a horse bareback. And I couldn't personally. I need some support. I would have to have some underwear on because I just can't imagine. Man, you don't understand what I'm talking about, man. I can't have my scrotum just.
Nah, I can't do it.
Just the strong back muscles of a horse. I just refuse to have them dangling. They have to have support, yes. Nothing like dangling scrotum.
You can ride a horse bareback.
Yeah, I have a question for Pharrell. So you shared your dream and your fantasy. Now, can you hang? So that would be the question, though.
Can you hang? She came right at your neck, man. Oh, my God. I can't believe that you asked me that. Yes, ma'am. I trust in me that you caught me off guard. You caught me off guard. Yes, Bella, I can hang. I can hang for it. Four whole minutes.
Okay. Baby, baby. 4 minutes? Mm-hmm. You get 4 whole minutes, Bella. 4 minutes.
Well, I'm still in the game, but I'm not going to be hanging. I'm going to be in the game. You're going to be stroking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, Clarence Carter.
I hope I answered your question. I wish you would have asked Van, but you asked me. But yes, I can hang. Child Bella.
Yes, yes.
Child Bella. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Bella. What did you bring for us tonight, darling?
There's something that you guys will probably like. It's an adult rite.
Okay.
It's a sexual rite. Yes, it's a vignette, actually, and laced with a different language, but I'll try. I hope you will like it, though. Okay. You guys, I mean.
All right. Well, thank you. Well, the microphone is yours, mi bella.
Gracias. Thank you. The title is Sleep Soundly, Mi Amor. It's a vignette. Serenading you, body, mind, and soul is something that delights me while watching you breathe in a calm pattern. Uno, el Adonis, the God's blessing. Your sun-kissed pigmentation matches those mixed hairs. A pair of hazel beams screaming concupiscence. How I adore dreaming about caressing you while nibbling on your bitten lips. Tiny bites that can tease while I cling on your nail. Dos, el sabor, the taste. Your flesh, my future favorite board game, where I will love throwing my dice to play smoothly. Then fingers will pirouette sweetly on your body creases. The muscle in my mouth will then follow that playful trances. Tres, el juego, the game. I'm dreaming. As I reach down towards the center of your hips, I know you will not resist, and I will submit to the power of your call, standing proudly right before my very eye, where I would adore to sight your imagination, slowly, carefully, divinely, so not to regurgitate your sweet baston out. Me, bebe, allow me to lube your thoughts with my slippery poesy. Stroke your fantasies with my moistened lyrical tongue till you scream in ascending tune, burying your baptized name neath my moons. Ah, mi amor, that will be my signature, the only indication that you are pleased. Then my job will then be done, for I love my imagination doing you slowly, then harshly, bondaged in the corner of my vulgarizing thoughts, in lace sight, while dreaming about your manly grin, leaving me captivated. So now, sleep soundly, me innamorato, while you continuously dream about me, susurrating, te deseo. And boom.
Oh, my.
Oh, get it, girl. Oh, okay, girl. Yes.
She's playing too much right now.
No.
Oh, okay, poet, you want to go first, poet? Go ahead, poet.
No
poetic, go here first, bro.
Two-way treasury ball, mademoiselle. Say my name. Man, I was so engrossed. It's the accent and the way that she does those words. Oh, my gosh. That was a beautiful piece. Oh, man. The Perla Negra.
Thank you.
Hey, Bella. You know what? You know what? I could listen to you. I could read your book if you have a book. I could listen to you every day, all day. Your words are exquisite. Your flow. Girl, you ain't coming to play no games. I love it. I love it. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Lepidla.
Yeah.
Ooh, girl.
Oh, my. Mm. Okay, well, I guess it's my turn. I loved it when you said sleep, watching you grieve, God's blessings, how I adore dreaming on your lips. I'm not sure if you said bitten lips, but you said lips and fingers, body creases down towards the center of your lips, your imagination carefully, divinely, mi amor, doing it slowly, leaving me captivated. How I want you. That was beautifully done, beautifully decided,
yes.
Beautifully written, and I loved each and every moment of it. I was swept away in your banter, and I want you too. Baby, baby. Take your socks off.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. Girl, you done came in here and turned it all upside down and around with that piece.
Yeah, that was dope, baby. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was
dope.
You
want to
go to the
kiddie
pool for real?
Wait a minute, what did you
say? For real, do you
want to
go to the
kiddie
pool?
If that's where it's going to happen, make sure all the kiddies are...
Yes.
Make sure the kitties are there.
She is good. I like
she is
good.
Like
I like
it. Yes. I said yes.
Get him, girl.
I'm going to get you out of here, Bella. You get me in trouble. Bendición, Bella. Bendición. Bendición, bendiga. All right.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here and to play with you guys. I love it. Thank you.
Hey,
thank you.
Well, thank you.
Hey,
and Bella, stick around, Bella, because you told me, I told you, you were going to partake or try to partake and pick up our pen. Okay? So you stick around.
Yes, sir.
I got something for you. All right.
Oh,
so we're going to put you back there on the chair of Delicious Dreams. I'm going to put you in another chair. You ain't going where everybody else going. You're going back to the chair of Delicious Dreams. You hear what I'm saying, girl?
Oh.
Yeah. That's the VIP section. That's the VIP section. One love, darling.
Okay, I'll wait for you there. One love, one mic. Thank
all
you.
Right, darling.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One
oh,
love,
she's
going
to wait for me there. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear that, Danielle? I put her into the chair of Delicious Dreams. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we're
I think
you
better
corner.
Watch out, honey. Mm.
Oh,
come play
I
no
think
game.
So, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see who's coming on here next. Let's see. What it do? Welcome to the Soul Cafe at Epiphany Radio. Who do we have here? Area code 815. I bet you do.
Are you muted?
Girl.
Oh, it's me. I'm going to go. Let me call you back.
That's
bye.
Her. That's her. Mm-hmm.
It's Jenna Storm. Yeah, I was mutating. Happy Monday. So apparently, I'm Monday again this week.
It wouldn't be right if you didn't mutate. It wouldn't be right if you didn't mutate. If you came right in here on two,
You know what? This is the thing. You know, the first time that you say you're going to stop cussing, everybody that call your phone make you want to cuss them out.
Ain't that right? Ain't that right?
No, for real. Like, these ain't jokes. I was over here using my good language. I have a vocabulary. I was trying to use it. Some of them who use profanity don't have language. You're a poet. I need you to do better. So I start doing better. She passed away. You know, I'm in her honor. I'm out here being a good granddaughter. Then... crazy slow people want to call me and play on my phone, and I'd be like, oh. You forgot I know how to cuss.
So you're in the store.
Hmm?
Enough of your cussing. We're going to calm you down. We're going to calm you down. I'm going to throw a bucket of water on you and ask you a
y'all
question.
Y'all saved him. Y'all saved it. Y'all saved. The day was saved by y'all. So I'm going to calm down.
So
ask me about the unicorn and all that. I like this part.
Gina Storm, this is your part. A strong. This is your part. Listen, visualize it.
All right.
A jet black unicorn, a great stallion-like, black wings, golden horn, strong stallion of a unicorn. You, buck naked, with company to your pleasing. What do you visualize? If that was a scene that you could write about, what would be the name of that scene? You on a black unicorn with a lover of your choosing.
What would I call that?
What would the name of that piece be if you wrote about it?
Oh. Well, if I had all of that, look. Hold on. Let me stop. Okay, so I'm going to think it through. You know what? This is what I would call this. That would be a hidden treasure. Because I wouldn't tell nobody. There would be no photographic evidence. I would not post anything. There'd be no hashtag. I would enjoy that moment and take it to my grave.
Yeah. But don't you think it would be difficult after being in such a blissful situation and such a blissful and overwhelming, pleasurable fantasy living that moment, that it would be hard not to find somebody to tell, look, I just had, what's her name, on a black stallion-like unicorn making love to such and such.
Okay, so I got a story for your story. One time, a long time ago, an older lady told me, don't let a woman sit on your bed. And I said, I'm sorry. She said, that's bad luck. If a woman sits on your bed, she will sleep with your man.
Mm.
I thought it was just conversation. Until a woman who sat on my bed slept with my husband.
Oh, my.
And I realized that truth is stranger than fiction. So this fiction story that you're telling is amazing, and I love it. But what I do know is this. I wouldn't tell nobody, and there would be no evidence of it, because I'm not telling the next woman what I had, so she want to get some, too. Because I fight.
Ooh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yep,
that makes a lot of sense when you put it that way. Well, I tell you what, don't you dare let another woman sit on your unicorn. That's what you need not do.
I promise.
All right. So we got that part out the way. So, Gina, what did you bring for us at the cafe?
Here's the thing, on some copycat stuff, I would like to have the guitar that you played for Jay, for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to beat his time or anything. It's not personal, nor is it a competition. What it is an inspiration. Like La Perla Negra said, when you love guitar music, you love it. My second ex-husband was a guitarist. His name is Moses Six Strings.
Okay.
And he used to pluck that thing. So I
want
to
go. So you want the same guitar?
I want to do the same guitar. And I'm going to title my freestyle Hidden Treasure in response to.
The mic is yours.
I walk as a boy in my birthday. And I walk up on you. Majestic and black, looking like you came to do some kind of magical trance. Maybe it's Louisiana voodoo. I'm Caucasian, so I'm not. I'm out 50, and then I realize I have an anomaly. This is a black man in all of his splendor. He's just been transformed in what he needs, the love that sweetens. I'm gonna put this bang bang on him, make him remember. The reason why I'm a queen. He will crown me and I'll be his majesty. He'll be my king until the end of time. This will be the forever love of mine. I've been seeking him. He's employed. He's tall enough to ride this ride. Everything he says, back up. We don't have any beef. I get out of line. He goes, come. Love the way he treats us, and I knew he cares ways that have never been done. He has a score above 100, his own everything. I'm not anxious. I'm finally happy. He's my hidden treasure. I won't tell you no more details, because if you're clever, trying to come in this forest naked too, see what that do. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Hey, y'all showing off in here tonight, up in here,
you did
up
this.
In here. Yeah.
Blame yourself,
y'all
you
showing
did
up tonight, up in here, up in here. I'm going to let Perla Negra go first on this one. La Perla Negra.
Well, you know I'm a fan of your pieces, always, and that guitar he added just boosted it. It was really, really nice. Really nice. But what I also want to say is I want to thank you for bringing Dollar in. She is an amazing poet. I love listening to her. Man, it's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. My people follow me.
poetic.
Well, you know, Gina Storm is just something different. And adding that guitar, I mean, whew, that guitar just do something, you know. And
yeah,
I feel
yeah.
it, you know. It just do something, you know, when Jay did it. You know, I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting for somebody to end it with, I'm just waiting.
I couldn't want to be ladylike. I was trying to stay, you know, in the zone. But life, I was feeling that too. We need to do a whole X show one night this week, somebody dedicate their show, I promise.
Yeah,
I'll be
I think me and J-Rab talking about doing it on the Get Down. Y'all stay tuned. We'll
yeah.
let y'all know.
I can be a rough rider. I'll be Eve.
Yeah, yeah. I know that's right. I know that's right. Oh, my God. I know that's right. This thing right here. Oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
But,
I appreciate y'all. No, for real, started this with the guitars. For real.
Yeah, that was amazing, though, Gina. I love it. Yeah, for real.
Thank you, Perla Negra. I love y'all.
Love you, too.
We love you, too.
Hey, one love, baby. Stick around, Gina.
Yeah,
you know what time it is.
I'm going to get on there.
One love,
Shangri-La, and see what it do.
Oh, yeah, we're going to put you back
here.
1 second.
Love you,
too.
Hang out. I'll be able to pick up my
one
pen
love.
With you in a minute.
All righty. All right.
One love, one mic.
Hey, you know what?
One love, one mic.
I'm trying to find our favorite guitar, y'all. I need them to hear that. But I don't have it labeled properly.
I know which one you're talking about, too.
Yes. So anyway, we're going to keep things moving so we can get into some pick up your pen. We got a couple of more poets with their hands up. And let's see, who do we have next? Area code 562. Welcome to the Soul Cafe. Who do we have here?
He is I, and I am him, the one that they call Venom.
What's good?
Hey, Venom.
Hey,
what's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Oh, good, brother.
What did you, Venge?
Hey, what's happening? What's
yeah.
happening? What's happening?
My brother.
Y'all killing it with that guitar, man. Y'all took it straight to the smooth cafe, man. Y'all need to call it the smooth cafe, because this is like you can just sit there with your stogie, man, and just cock your feet up and just like, yeah, I could feel that.
Okay.
That's how it is.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Venom,
gotcha.
We're going to ask,
yes, sir.
Poet is going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Poetic, are you prepared to ask me a question?
I mean, I can give it a shot because I figured y'all was doing it all night. But, Venom, my brother.
yes, sir.
Have you ever been walking out in the forest, you know, in the hot heat of the forest, trees just blowing and swaying, and found your unicorn, bro, butt ball naked?
Okay, well, let me break this down the best way I can. I'm going to say yes to that, but it really wasn't a forest. It was more like a stumbled upon a new beach and didn't see the signs. I wasn't watching the signs. And I was the only one, well, besides me and a couple other people that was with me. We got our drinks in hand, and we ain't paying attention, and we seen nobody dressed. Everyone had undressed. And these females looked at us like we was our man out. So joke was on us, and so we got to talking, and I met a female there, and we became good friends at that time. And yeah, so I'm gonna say yeah, that is very much possible. And she was a sexy dark chocolate, that African dark chocolate with the long hair. That was hers because she had locks.
Oh my.
And she was all that, you know. And I was kind of stuck because, like I said, the joke was on us because we had to do it. You know, you had to take off, but, you know, so we did what we did, you know, or we couldn't stay. So, yeah,
so,
there you go.
So Venom, my question is, did she get to see your unicorn?
Oh, yeah. The full Mountie, the finger was showing, brother. She made me salute her in all her essence.
Well, let me tell you something. You can't, if you ask Venom the question, he's going to answer the question. He's not going to say no. He's never going to say no. He will find a way to answer your question. I find out. Because I asked him something, the craziest question, a couple of weeks ago, and he said yes, and I couldn't believe it.
Okay. Hey, I got to give y'all the best, man. I can't lie to y'all.
My brother.
Well, that's what we asked for, man. That's what we asked for, bro.
You know.
You just taught the people a lesson, those that are listening. Don't come in here saying, it's a fairy tale. You know what a unicorn is. Give us your unicorn.
Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate that. That was beautiful,
brother.
That's
right.
Everybody loves a little bit of unicorn in the morning.
That's right. Hey, man, you got to have some fun, man.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
So,
Venom, what
it was like,
for us, bro?
Hey, it was almost in the military. A 10 shot.
Uh-oh. Too much. All right, we need to get back down off that horse, bro. Away from that horse. All right.
Hold
what
on.
You got for us,
I need my drink back now. I need my drink back now, man.
I just had a drink, bro. I just had one.
Man.
So what do you got for us on this night, man?
Yeah, man. All right. Grab and crack it up. Okay. Okay, look.
Okay. All the cackling was stuck.
I'm going to speak in a tone tonight in regards to the poetry community in a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And the do's and we're kind of like the do's and the don'ts.
Okay. Well, the mic is yours.
All right. Thanks. Whew. Okay. Let me tell you, I'm seeing nightmarish visions that change my decisions. Compositions to the spoken word world becomes legions of competition. You see, who changed love and super soaked it with this beautiful art form into a hateful one? You see, it feels like we moonwalking backwards away from the pearly gates, but corruptness resonates as people regurgitate their lies, mixing it with malice, you see? But that's not what should be, right? I see in the cyber world
Many have drunk from the Hollis chalice. But I'm sensing pride that's starting to rise like a tsunami tide. But here we go again. There is a way that I was raised up, that no way, shape, or form that this ignites a fight that I may hear a glimmer of hope, don't you think, that may come in my voice? But yet some voices let themselves speak with the word of poetry for itself, and they've created their own lane to gain fame, refusing to stay the same. You see, for those I salute, because I love my poets, but let me tell you, I truly do. So pleasing, so please, just let me hear and read the poetry that speaks into my soul. You see, my poetic family taking poetry back word by word, but I kind of do it line by line, piece by piece. And when I step to the mic, my main focus is, as my brother Beast King used to say, rest in peace, would say, eat everything we was blessed with being unleashed. Words that I never forgot. An epic verbal feast, as he would call it. Because fame is not the goal, because it is a trade-off for your poetic soul. You see, I dip my thoughts into a heart of a glacier, just so my standards, when I write, the ink can stay cold. You see, I bring all the elements to the table to complete the utter chemistry. As a scorpion, I'm here to sting. So what does it mean? Well, it means that poetry is angry. It's a little bit frustrated, but not silent. You see, the stinger is sent here to open the eyes of others and change their lives. I'm signing out, King Venom.
Yo, that was profound, bro. That was deep and very profound. You said you came out with nightmarish visions, changed my decisions, moving away from the pearly gates, rising like a tsunami tide, poetry that speaks right to my soul line by line, piece by piece, and epic verbal feast. La Perla Negra.
Oh, I forgot I was on mute. Wow. It felt like you was being pulled away from the divine light. That was pretty deep. Oh.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. It's just a lot that's been going on, man. I mean, I guess now, you know, from when I first came out on the scene on Facebook, you know, and all the shows that used to be out and the people that rocked the mic. And then you seeing a new wave, and then you seeing some people fall away, some people passed away. But for those who have stayed around, like my man For Real, think about it, For Real. When we first came into the game, we had some major heavy hitters, major. And
right.
Then some of those heavy hitters have fell away. Either they stopped writing or they just are gone completely out of the scene. And then to keep it relevant, some of us have to, you know, we had to create and change our styles and create and change the way that we thought about poetry in a nutshell. Even creating shows was different back then compared to now. And, you know, I just think that right now, It's time for another change. That's the reason I mentioned about the tsunami, you know, to wipe out what's not cool, and for us to bend there, just hook it up, man, and let's make it happen, you know, make poetry live.
Well, there you go. It's time for change. Change is good, man. I don't mind change, man. Hey, but look, man. Hey, thank you for that dope piece, man.
Thank you
for that
I
dope piece,
you.
Man.
You ain't even left Van because his commentary on it. He's just going to skip over
I'm sorry. We left Van.
He's just going to skip over me.
I forgot about Van.
I'm not here.
Hey, wait a minute. And he asked the question.
Right.
Van is a unicorn. He's sitting back acting all unicornish and stuff. You acting all unicornish, man. Let's go.
Nah,
Nah, man. Venom know how I feel about his pen, man, and his piece, man. Just another level of who he is as a poet, as a man, and as a guy I look up to, honestly. His pen is just phenomenal, man, and he's right, man. People come, people go, and Facebook has shown people's true colors. Right. We gotta be the ones that's on top of that tsunami with our surfboards ready to ride out the road to usher in the change. So
I'm with you, brother.
Dope peace.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate y'all, man. I really do. I appreciate y'all. So I'm going to go and chill for a minute, man, because I think I want to pick up my pen.
Yes, sir.
All righty then, bro. We're about to go underway with that shortly. One love, bro.
All right, thanks. Peace.
One love, brother. Yeah. Let's see who we got next. Let's see. Welcome to the Soul Cafe. Who do we have on the line? Hello, caller, area code.
Yeah, I think.
Hello? Hello? I can't hear you. Okay, we're going to come back to this caller, see what's going on. We're going to go to the next, area code 502. Who do you have here?
Hello, beautiful people. This is Quincy.
Quincy is on the
site. Hey,
what's up,
Quincy?
Hey. Just having fun, listening to you. I ain't going to say nothing about how crazy you are.
Hey,
I ain't going to talk about you on your own show.
Oh, yeah, they ain't wrapped your sake. What's up, Gwen? Mm-hmm. How you been, girl?
Hello, beautiful.
What's
Hello, beautiful
on,
lady.
Mama? How you doing, girly?
I am good.
I know that's right.
Hey,
what's up?
We're all good on this night of poetry, darling. You know what? I'm going to let you skip the unicorn question. I know you was dying to have it. I know you was dying to have it.
I am
you
so.
Know what I'm saying? But we're gonna save you from that torture so that we can get into some picking up our pen. But what piece did you bring for us, darling?
I brought a new piece that is untitled, and I'm happy to share it with you guys.
Oh, cookie, man.
Okay. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I am Kentucky Derby's May Breeze, sing heart, respecter of winds like Ed Mabry's. I am woman who must clean. Clutter bites me. I be bugging. I am roach-free but blunt. Jointly, I am exhaustion and high strung. I am advocate's words unscripted on screen. I am things never said. I am Kentucky-born, Texas-raised, third coast made, occasional rage. I am denim and blue bonnets. I run smears onto earth. I am ink athlete. Friend requiring no RSVP. Libra with a pen, which means I am poetic justice. I am not black girl magic, but I will be her assistant. Hocus pocus. I want to see her levitate too. I am not dime piece, but I'll give you 10 tens and keep it 100. I am not testy, but stay ready for the finals. I am not rosemary, but am prone to season. I am not scales. I am not button, but don't push. I could share with you my zip file survival guide for self-treason in every season, winter depression, spring OCD, summer bipolar, fall PTSD, or plunge you into thinking you're falling, fell in love with me. I could be beautiful if the definition changed. I mean, I am beautiful if the definition changed. I mean, I won't be beautiful if the definition changed. No, I am beauty if the spell stays. I could stop waiting for tomorrow today. I could lose track of time, rewind, be a boy. I could rainbow, bend, change the trajectory. I couldn't be ballerina, nor gracefully stay in my lane. I couldn't be one who drops dimes. I couldn't not be penny pincher. I couldn't keep up with the Joneses. I never was loved. I've never been the shell for woman of which men choose to connoisseur, but they still chose to pursue her. I never was connoisseur of coloring within lines. I never was architect, but my roots, limbs, and leaves poisedly branch after every cut I build. Silently, I never was approved. This or that wasn't allowed to be, but I did it anyway, loudly. I never was settled. And that is that piece.
Whoa. That was dope. That was dope. Woo. So this is what I'm talking about. When you said, I caught you a little subliminal when you said roach and then you said bunt. I got that part right there. Libra, with a pen, levitate, testy, ready for the final season's winner. Depression's falling, falling, falling. Beautiful if the definition is changed. I never was loved. Coloring within thin lines, silently never approved. Dope. Dope, dope. Poetic.
Thank you.
Man, this is some fresh fire ink right here. She said, I'm not Black Girl Magic, but I will be her assistant. Yo, Quincy, when
okay,
I tell
okay.
you, I'm going to do with these pieces, these lines, and it's dope, pure truth of who you are, and I love you for that dope piece.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you back, and I appreciate that deeply.
La Perla Negra.
See, this is why you my girl. That piece right there said, it is what it is. I ain't coloring in the lines. I'm going to make it do what it do. Okay, I am who I am. All right? It doesn't matter what you say I am. Okay?
Yes.
And that's just what it is. Girl, I love this piece. I'm trying to tell
you.
See, this is why you my girl.
Thank you, my beautiful friend.
Oh, my God.
I appreciate that.
Yes. Oh, man. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Thank you all so much. I appreciate y'all.
I really appreciate you.
Yes.
We appreciate you, love. All righty. So we're going to sit you back there on the chair of the sofa of Shangri-La.
Shangri-La.
I'm going to take a blunt over there. I'm just kidding.
Just be careful now. If T. Marie show up, just start singing.
Uh-oh.
Just be careful. Just be careful. That's all I'm saying.
Alrighty. Alright, then. Gwen C. I already even said that. I got lost messing around with y'all. Yeah. You're going to see you back there. One love, darling. Prepare to pick up your pen, Gwen C.
I will. One love.
All right. One love. One love. All righty, man. That was beautiful. Telling what people come up with. The things that people come up with. Okay, we're going to get a quick guitar in here. Then we're going to come back with some picking up your pen, y'all. This is the moment you guys been waiting for. Let me see how many people dropped off. Who ran from the pen? Let me see. Let me see who is here. Is Bella still in the building? I'm not sure. I think she ran. I'll see your number. We'll find out shortly. So we'll come back.
Lady A said her phone is dying.
Her phone is dying. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's unmute everyone that's going to pick up their pen. Maybe she may have time. Lady A, Jess J, Gina Storm, Venom, you guys mute yourselves from your end. Gwen C is unmuted. Who is 267-235? Okay, if you want to participate, raise your hand by pressing 1. Okay. So these will be the phrases.
DJ Philly Joy.
Philly Joy, what's up? What's going on, Philly Joy? Okay, somebody's doing dishes. Mute yourself. All right, this will be the phrase. Okay. I lit a candle. I lit a candle. I lit a candle. The second phrase is, with these lips. The third phrase is, okay, I'm sensing movement, and I need y'all to mute yourself. He or she flickered. He or she flickered. Ah, yes, Bella, call dropped. He or she flickered. You guys got that?
Yep.
We're going to use that piece. We're going to write a romantic piece. You have until the song ends to have this piece completed. If you do not complete the piece, you must say, and then I took my socks off.
You know what? Let me hit that.
Really?
I can handle it.
I am certain that you cannot.
Oh, come on. I smoked a ton of weed in the 90s.
Right. The 90s.
Put your pens down. I can't wait to see what we got going up in here. We're going to start off with La Perla Negra.
All right. I didn't finish. I lit a candle, and by the light of his silhouette, it caressed the wall. With these lips, I long for his kisses. He flickered through the flames as my temperature rose and my desire was getting out of control. I lit a candle again because he'd gone out, and then I took my socks off.
That was nice. That was nice, La Perla Negra. We're going to go down to poetic.
This night I lit a candle. The heat was too much to handle, 'cause with these lips, she dipped her fingertips in the wax and then used my body as her canvas. She flickered at last to show me just how wet her silhouette became. At the mere thought of the burning heat, and when we came together with love touching and agreeing, holding our forevers, when I lit a candle with our never evers. You know the ones that end with these lips. Thee I wed, and with, then I took my socks off.
I'm not going to say anything. I ain't saying nothing. I ain't going to mess with you, but I ain't messing with you. Don't get angry. Okay. We're going to go to Lisa Lips. Lisa.
Yes. With these lips, I can start a fire. I lit a candle in his soul just by brushing them against his flesh. And he flickered his glance my way as I walked to our bedroom, where I intend to turn that flame into an inferno.
Is that in peace?
That's in peace.
Okay, all right. Now, that was okay. That was nice. That was nice. I know if you had more time, you could put more to that, but that's the whole purpose of it. We're going to get around to that. Jess J.
Yes, sir.
The mic is yours. Right.
I held her close like a moth to a flame. I lit her candle with a kiss from lips. With these lips, I embroiled her in hearted, heated passion till she flickered from feeling my breath at the nape of her neck. I'm at her level. I shudder under her shake. And then we took our socks off.
All right. We got one. All right. That's good. It was good. It was beautiful, though, man. We're going to go to Gina Storm.
All right, so everybody's socks is off. I'm feeling crazy. Moments before midnight, I lit a candle with these lips. She flickered. I love her with every fiber of me. To the end of time, if that be infinity, so be it. I want to be singing the love song to you in the key of G. Using the light inside of me, I lit a candle, sealed it with a kiss. When I used to love forming my lips together while I would ignite candles for you. At night, I held my head high, hands on my hips. I gazed at my reflection. She flickered and wavered. It's my self-love that I savor. In peace.
Go ahead, Gina Storm. We're going to go down to Venom. Venom.
All right. On a Saturday night, we went out for dinner along the shore, ran into the store to purchase a few candles. I lit a candle while she gazed into my eyes. I asked her, may I kiss you with these lips to give you thanks for loving me and teaching me the way to love in return? As we walked to the shore, we forgot who should or who shouldn't, whether he or she. Flickered the candle because we didn't want to cause a fire on the pier. Then I took my socks off.
Baby, baby. All right. Okay, brother. I see what you did there. Gwen C.
Oh, my God. I hope I can read my writing, but okay. With these lips, he flickered. Body jumped a little. I laughed. I was merely spitting on a mic on stage. We weren't even alone. But to him we were. The strap of my tank top slid down. The shimmer of my necklace caught his eye. He followed it down to my tattoo. I was speaking about venom, poison of a previous relationship, but he could only imagine it be he. I felt the same. Next line, our chemistry is fire. I said I lit a candle for us for a future day. That's that piece.
All right. Okay, I see what you did right there, Gwen. This is mine. I lit a candle. Its flame was lit with these lips. Fully my heart's room was illuminated. She flickered, glowing as we kissed. See, I lit a candle when I kissed her with these lips. I lit a candle. Her. And that was that piece. And that was that piece. Hey, I dug what everybody wrote, and I purposely played a that song that you wrote to was 3 minutes 45 seconds. Okay. Mm-hmm. Normally I play something around 4 minutes, five minutes, but then people show off too much and they walk around puffed up and stuff like that. So anyway,
keep them honest, real.
So I didn't
keep
want
them honest.
To
tsunami. Tsunami. Get up that tsunami. Hey.
Okay, so we got one more. I'm gonna try to get. Let's try to get this one in, y'all. Let me give y'all a little bit more time. Electric. And this is a romance piece. Electric. Second part was her or him. No, was her or his. Kiss.
Repeat that.
Depending on your electric was the first word. Second word, the second phrase is was her or his kiss, depending on who you be, man or woman. Was her or his kiss. The third part was stocking.
What kind of
there's
stocking?
The fourth part.
Oh,
whatever stocking you own.
Right, the stockings you wear or stockings shelves.
No stockings. We're talking about electricity. I said shocking.
Oh.
I thought you said stockings too. Dang, what
the
hell,
man? Yeah,
I thought he
said stocking.
Okay,
like
thank you. Thank you.
S-H-O-C-K.
It hurts,
right?
But I be high, so y'all can't trust me.
Shocking.
Okay, so
what
was the second
line again? Volunteering
that information.
Okay, the fourth part is it shocked me, not it stocked me. For those who didn't hear shocking and heard stocking,
like
so
on the show.
Electric was her or his kiss. Shocking. It shocked me. Y'all down with it?
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus, I lost my playlist. Alrighty. Y'all can cheat while I find this song. Use those phrases as many times as you can for a double bonus. Here we go. Pick up your pens.
I don't want to go there. We should never go there. Why you wanna go there? I guess I gotta go there. You're hearing rumors about me, and you can't stomach the thought of someone touching my body when you're so close to my heart. I won't deny what they're saying, because most of it is true, but it was all before I fell for you. So please wait.
judge you, cause it can get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. And if you love me, then let it be beautiful. 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 Everything I say right now is gonna be used in another fight. And I've been through this so many times. Can we change the subject? You're gonna start asking me questions like, was she attractive? Was she an actress? Baby, the fact is, you're hearing rumors about me. There's some pictures online saying they got you so worried, making you wish you were blind. Before we start talking crazy, saying some things we'll regret, can we just slow it down and stress you said? So please don't judge me, and I won't judge you.
I'm doing a service for my country and my planet. And that means saving the people I love and I care about. And that's what I do.
Yes, you do.
Chris, wait!
Put your pens down. Put them down. Somebody's cheating. I can smell it. I can smell it. All righty then. We're going to start from the bottom of the list this time around with Gwen C.
Meh. Okay. His kiss was shocking. His kiss was shocking, creating weakness in my vertebrae while turning on every part of me. Unexpected. His lips inserted, powering me, yanking it out of all grids, heightened my senses. His power took the power out, no electric. I felt stuck at Ferris wheel's top. Only he could bring me down. He lifted me with muscle, carried me with heart, protected me with peace, seduced me with speech, kissed me again, and I'm shockingly stuck here.
Baby, baby.
Oh, empty.
Venom. Venom.
The atmosphere was electric. The energy between us was amazing. The feel of the look from each of us shows that it was shocking. But was it due to our first kiss, or was it his or hers that ignited, his or hers kiss that ignited the fire between us? The both of us caught us off guard. Trust me, I was shocked. But the moment we touched, it was electric. Her lips touching my lips, ended with the first kiss. No need to be shocked. You were just stung by the stinger. Instinct.
All right. Jess J.
All right.
Electric was her kiss. She touched my filaments and enveloped me in her light. Oh, how shockingly beautiful she became in my sight. And our hearts were fused in a joke. It shocked me to life. In all those years, I thought I was all right. But I was actually broken and incomplete. I'm glad that we could meet as we become swept away in the weep. In peace.
Yo, I ain't gonna say nothing. All right, Lisa Lips.
Electric was his kiss, shocking me into submission. I never expected it from one so shy, but it was just what I needed. I was flabbergasted by his skills. It shocked me that he just took me. Everything that happened was shocking because I thought we were just friends, but it was electric and powerful, and it was his kiss, his very first kiss that I tasted. And it shocked me. In peace.
Beautiful, beautiful. Poetic.
There was something about her so electric, completely magnetic. It was her kiss I imagined, completely shocking as I fathomed how it shocked me. In my mind, because she doesn't see me, because my electric capacity doesn't warrant her giving me any tenacity, because it was her kiss that I would miss. If she gave me a chance, it would be shocking. Well, it certainly shocked me, and her stockings was causing a frenzy of static electricity. Got me thinking, her beauty is so electric. It was her kiss with elements of love metrics. Again, it was so shocking. It shocked me. What was she thinking? Love. Love. In peace.
Wow. La Perla Negra.
I'm always so weak after we touch, but it was his kiss. That was magic. They see how we look whenever our lips touch and ask, was his kiss that good? I reply, yes. It's shocking and amazing and rare, and I love it. From the first kiss, it shocked me and has always had that effect on me. I'll never give it up. His lips, my lips belong to him. It's electric and exciting and shocking. Again, they ask in disbelief, how was his kiss really? It shocks me every time they question, but they'll never understand. Shocking, isn't it?
Electric, I swear. To be more specific, it was her energy felt shockingly between her lips as we kissed. Holding her, it shocked me. Electric was her inner core. Never have I been shocked before. I need more of her electricity. Bam. Hey, listen. There were some great pieces done here. If you guys get a chance to finish those pieces and tighten them up and whatever, I would love for you guys to bring them back. I wish we had more time next week. We will get into picking up our pen more earlier into the program. I'm going to have to stay on schedule with that because I really enjoyed you guys writing, and normally we get a chance to comment on each other's pieces, but I allowed time to slip away. And therefore, this is where we at. But I enjoyed those pieces, y'all. I believe that some people cheated. The pieces was too magnificently written. I'm not going to call any names because people get upset and stuff. But there were a couple of cheaters here.
female and male. I'm not going to call any names. But I really enjoyed it, y'all. So try to, so next week, you guys, try to make it in here a little earlier so we can get into this picking up your pen. Gwen C., I appreciate you stopping by. Jess J., Lisa Lips, baby, baby. And as always, hi, Gina Storm, you know what time it is. And as always, hey, Big Brother Venom, you too, bro. You cheated. Oh, did I say that? I didn't mean to say that. And as always, one and only Poetic Van Meadows. And La Perla Negra, you know what I'm saying? Thank you guys for holding it down with me. I wish we had more time, y'all, because this was magnificent. So next week, bring y'all unicorns, put them on a leash, and we're going to have some fun, y'all. Hey, it's been a blast. I'm going to see you guys next week, but check us out tomorrow with something over there at The Hidden with Mojave. One love, everybody.
Your braces off, have you on your, it won't take me long, and it's just a